Welcome to Band of Brothers Radio, your internet outpost, supplying refuge, hope, and biblical counsel for men in the midst of daily battles, and where no man is left behind.
Jesus died for our sins. His blood washed away these stains. He died to give you freedom. So why do you still wear those chains, 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 chains?
This is Band of Brothers Radio.
Good day and welcome to Band of Brothers Radio. You have come to that location on the internet where we talk about the real issues that men face on a daily basis. It's about being transparent, brutally honest, and being biblically sound and offering both hope and help for men. In the studio with me today, whether he likes it or not, he's here. He drove here on his own. He made the decision, said, I need to be on the air to straighten people out. Probably me. In the studio with me today, from the city of New York, from many years ago, Mr. Pastor Felix Anderson.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Good to have you here, brother.
Oh, good to be in the house breathing, man.
Yes. Yeah. Hey, we're on this side of the ground. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
That means we have a job to do today.
Another day to praise God.
There you go. And to be able to let others know about that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Hey, we have a topic today. We're going to be talking about, you know, we get an opportunity to be able to do this, and it's not for any specific reason, but, you know, about romanticizing your wife. Some of the things that can be done that... You guys might be surprised at some of the, we got about 10 of them here to give to you, and we'll share some experiences, some laughter, I'm sure, and maybe even some disagreement, who knows.
Oh, heck yeah.
But I wonder who that would come from. It's going to kind of be like, whatever.
Dialogue.
Dialogue, yes, yeah. Dialogue, yeah. It's going to be like a cage fight.
It could
be like a cage fight, too.
Oh, right, MMA.
Yeah. I know you can't get up very high. You can't kick very high, so.
No, I don't have to kick high to kick you where I need to kick you.
you mean one of those. Okay. Yes. Well, anyway, we like to always kind of kick things off with a little bit of encouragement for you guys. And so anything come to mind that you want to encourage these guys about today?
Well, you know, the best thing to be encouraged about is that, you know, you have another day to be able to undo what you did yesterday. A lot of times we mess up. And, you know, our God is a God of second chances, third chances, fourth chances. And it's never too late. It's never too late to repent. Never too late to get things right. Never too late to turn our lives around. So the thing is, never lose hope, because hope deferred makes the heart sick. You don't want a sick heart, because the enemy will use it against you in big time. So the thing is to realize that if you have a new day, to use it the best you can. Don't, the amazing things we learn from sports, if we'll just look at them, you know, it's just like they say a good quarterback has to have amnesia. Because he's got to forget those interceptions.
Right.
He's got to forget how many times he's messed up.
I mean, valuable to all of us in life.
It is. Because if we would forget what's in the past and forget the stupid things we did and learn from them, because
that's what they do.
They learn from them, then our lives would be better. The next play would be
so
better.
So that they don't keep doing the same mistake over and over again. Because if they do, guess what they're going to be
doing?
You're
going to be a bitch.
You're going to be watching it from TV. Rather than playing in the game.
Yes.
So.
But since you have a new day, look back there. Check out what you did. You know, find out, ask Holy Spirit, you know, how can I rectify these things so that I don't do them today? Yeah. And he will help you. He'll give you wisdom. He'll give you understanding and create new habits so that you can be who you're supposed to be. Not a loser, but a winner. Not an undercover, an undercomer, but an overcomer.
There you go. Yeah. I like that. Not an undercomer, but an overcomer.
Amen.
I like that. Praise God. Well done.
Amen.
I like that. All right. Well, let's kick right into this thing. You guys wanted to listen in, and because you saw that we were talking about, or we'd mentioned on Facebook and everywhere else, about romanticizing your wife. Mm-hmm. Now, you may not be married. Doesn't mean you can't listen in, because these are things that you will probably want to try to apply into your relationship. Mm-hmm. To the that significant other that will eventually be your wife, okay? Mm-hmm. And so, but we'll talk primarily to men who are married and to how to be able to increase this area of intimacy, which some guys sometimes have a different idea of what intimacy is than what their wives believe it
is. You think?
Yeah, just a little bit, because we're wired a little different, aren't
we? You think?
Point A, point B, and they are just like a graph, right? They've got wires going over, and they can do so many
everything's
things.
Everything's connected.
Yeah. They are from Venus, and we are from Mars. We speak two different languages, so we have to be able to understand each other.
Yeah.
So
very difficult.
Brother, you've been married a long time. How long have you been married now?
30, and known the woman 10 more years, so 40.
So she's known you for a while.
40, yeah.
4 decades.
Yeah, yeah.
That makes it even sound longer.
Yeah, yeah. No, but it's, but you know, it's, we have a better relationship now than we did 40 years ago because we didn't know each other.
Yeah.
You know, it was totally based on sex, you know, and you know.
Oh, you're the only one that's ever done that.
I know, and it's unique.
Wow, this is it. This is the first.
Yes, wow. None of the other guys will have that.
No, I'm sure.
But now we're getting into the rich part. You know, having to really know who each other is.
And yes.
We'll talk about that later on that type of stuff. So,
okay. Yeah. We'll get along here. Yeah. But here's what I've got. I've got a list of about 10 things, but none of them are in specific order, okay? But we're going to chat about these things, okay? So you guys are going to have to write these down or play this back or listen back to it on a podcast. And you can slow it down and stop it and write and go from there. But 10 things that a woman wants, okay? One, tell her often and show her often that you love her. Once is not enough, okay? That's right. The time that you married her and you said, I love you, that is not enough.
You mean the fact that I go to work every day doesn't tell her I love her?
That does, but...
You mean the fact that I take out the garbage doesn't tell her that I love her?
That does.
You mean I've got to actually say it?
You've got to say it.
Wow.
Well, but actually, not like this. You can't just walk, you know, as she's maybe cooking a meal for you. If you just took the garbage out and walking back in, and she's cooking a nice, your favorite meal, right? And you walk by and you just say, I love you. And you just keep walking, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's not the way to do it.
Oh.
You got to stop and get in front of her. And I'm not going to do it right here with you. I did it with, I did this with Pete LaPepitelli the other night at Band of Brothers. I said, Pete, come on up here. I need you to, anyway. So
and
he came up, he stood there, and I grabbed, you grabbed her hands. Okay, you grabbed her hands, and you look her right in the eye. You say, I love you. You got to do it that way, brother. You got to do it that way. She needs to see it. Yes, you can show it many ways, but she needs to hear that. She needs to know that there's a confirmation, exclamation mark, boom, that says, I love you. Mm. And you know what? The more often she hears that, and especially seeing it, you looking at her eye to eye, because most guys don't want to even look in anyone's eyes. Seriously.
Really?
Yeah, come on. There are some guys out there don't like to have to, you know, they'll just look away. I love you. Yeah, just keep going. But look in her eyes and tell her that you love her.
Just lock gaze.
That's it. That's it. There you go. Mm. And don't put an expectation on that either.
Yeah, don't expect her to say, I love you back. I love you too. Don't expect that.
All right, here's another one here. Notice the features that make her beautiful and tell her that she has a beautiful smile, a beautiful eyes, beautiful legs, beautiful hair, whatever it is. You know your wife, okay? Let her know that she's beautiful, all right? That you see her that way. She needs to hear that. Come on. Your daughters, if you had daughters, did you not know that when you told them that they were beautiful, they loved that? And you have two daughters, right? I have two daughters. And when you told them that when they were younger, they loved that. Well, our wives love to hear that too. How's that sound, Felix? Let me hear you say to your daughter or to your wife that she is beautiful.
You don't need all that makeup on. You look beautiful without that makeup.
I think that was a controlling statement that you just gave.
No, that's a fact. That's what I've said to my daughters. One of my daughters loves makeup, and she just loves to put on her makeup because she thinks that makes her look better.
Yes.
And Daddy needs to let her know that does not make her look better because I like the way she looks without it.
So then you would tell her then, if she, instead of just saying, don't wear makeup, you could just say that.
I said it's not necessary. I didn't say don't wear it.
Okay. But the point is they might hear it different way, and I heard it different.
Oh, well, that's your makeup problem.
Well, the simple fact is...
You like makeup.
If you told your daughter, say, you have such beautiful skin, or your wife, you have such beautiful skin, I swear, you don't need to mask that with anything. I love your skin. Mm-hmm. I love your eyes, the way they look, you know? You don't need to put that pencil stuff on them or whatever it's called. Do you know what it's called?
Mascara.
You knew that.
Of course. I have girls.
Well, I do too, but I couldn't remember what it was called. I just remember a pencil.
Yeah, but that was a long time ago.
Okay,
you had
whatever.
Mine are young.
All right. The key is tell your wife that she's beautiful. Let her know. Now, you may have to really look and give it a little time and just be able, but there is something there that is beautiful about her.
Are you trying to say it's hard to find something beautiful about your wife?
There are some guys that, hey, come on, man, you know this. There are some guys out there saying, hey, right now, hey, my wife isn't beautiful at all.
Well, see, that's because they're looking at superficial beauty.
Okay, but we are talking about the physical
exterior.
Sense. Right now, we're talking about the exterior, what it is that they... But they might not be in the best of relationship with their wife, and so nothing is right.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So, but the key is, we're trying to help out to get back to that place when we used to court them. They won't say that anymore. Remember?
No, nobody says that.
What do they call it? Hang out with them now?
Yeah, hook up.
Whatever. Yeah, I heard that one. You can't even use that right anymore because that means something else.
Doing the wild thing.
Yeah.
But it, dating.
When you're dating, when you're trying to win over your wife, man, that's what you want to be. That's what you want to be able to do. Keep it anew. Keep it green. Okay. Keep it fresh so that she's always hearing these things. That man, he still loves me. He still really cares, okay? Next one. Here's the tough one here. Listen to this. Listen up. Really listen to her, especially when she seems emotional about something, and try to empathize with her feelings. She doesn't necessarily want you to fix the situation. She wants to know you care about what she's going through, and she wants a comforting hug, okay? Now, empathizing with your wife. I know you're about ready to start bursting out in laughter here. You want to get Nikki on the line? And the producer, call Nikki and tell her just listen in so that Felix is going to score lots of points right now. I can see it now. I can hear it now. Anyway, but we need to really listen to her. I'm not even going to look at you. I can't even do this. Especially when she's emotional. The key is to actually, you may not be able to understand, but you need to say, you know what, I really, do you know what I'm trying to say here?
Yes, I do.
Then why don't you explain it then?
You're trying to move up to her level, because usually guys, we're at a base level, you know, we're thinking very, 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 very base stuff, like, you know, I'm getting my need met, you know, and give me something to eat. Cook my meals, do my laundry, and women are much more complex,
right.
And they go through emotional changes just by the fact that they have this blood issue every month and hormones and all that stuff that happens that we don't have, and so they're much more over the place than we are, and they need reinforcement and they need to know that they are loved in emotional ways. So us being able to connect with that is difficult because that's not
empathetic.
Where we are.
Being empathetic. We may not be able to have the same experiences, but to be able to say, you know, I understand, I believe why you would feel the way that you feel because of what's going on with you.
I do.
Now think about it, man. If you had to do some of the things that they had to do with their, you know, you would sit there and go, oh, man,
brother,
we'd be crying.
I remember the delivery room.
Yeah. You still have scars.
Woo, that was an experience. No, we wouldn't do that. We can't do that.
That's no, right.
But it's true. You know, most women will say that the guys don't care, don't understand, don't empathize, are not connected with them emotionally.
And don't listen.
Yeah. And so the connectedness emotionally is something that they really want.
And one of the things that guys do very quickly is start to fix a situation when all she wants to do is just tell us about it.
Well,
she
we're fixers. Most guys are fixers.
I know, but we need to kind of put that on hold.
Yeah.
Until you get the green ticket that says go.
Yeah. I fixed more things that I didn't need to, man, it's amazing, until I realized, man, I'm making work for myself. I may just back off. No, no, it's true.
But it's also coming up with a solution and everything, too, and it's unnecessary. Sometimes it's just a matter of her being able to voice it out.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. With women, especially when they're verbal women. Not all women are verbal. Some are internal processors, but most women like to be able to talk things through. If they don't talk, if they don't talk to you, they're going to talk to their girlfriends. And that's why usually women have better relationships with their girlfriends than they do with their husbands when it comes to emotional stuff, because the guys are not there. They're absent when it comes to that. And I remember I had to give my wife a permission, you know, to intervene or interject herself between me and the television, so that really, you know, I'm watching the football game, you know, and it's like, you know, Felix, honey, right, and I haven't heard a word she said, right, so I have given her the right to come stand between me and that TV, and that way she has my undivided attention, and I will listen then, because see, I want to hurry up and get her out away from TV. So I will listen. I will repeat back to her what she's said to
me. That's so important.
So that I'm now on the hook for it. And that's how we made our relationship. I am now responsible. Once I say I can't say I didn't hear it and I'm not part of it. So I repeat it back to her. She says, okay, you got it. And then she goes away and leaves me alone. That's on me. Yes. I've got it. I'm responsible.
You know, progress in the world today has really helped out in technology. It's called DVR. You know, you pause what you're watching.
Mm-hmm.
And then now you can give her full attention. That's you're not going to miss anything.
That's right.
You might be a little behind. But
you can catch up through the commercial.
You can catch up to it, yeah. But you can DVR. You just pause it. But the key is her knowing that she's so important to you, more important than the TV, more important than all the other things that are can distract us and take us away from actually having that relationship that she truly wants with us.
Yep.
Let's take a break. We come back from the break. Let's continue on this list. I'm sure that there's going to be some things here that are going to be a little challenging for some guys. None for you so far. You obviously have no problem with the first four that we've got, three that we've gone through.
Yeah, we've only gone through three.
Oh, my goodness. Are we going to have enough time?
No.
Okay, we'll see what we can do. We'll be right back. You're listening to Band of Brothers Radio.
As iron sharpens iron, this is Band of Brothers Radio, streaming and podcasting daily at faithplace.org.
If you're a man that is struggling with alcohol, drugs, pornography, money issues, gambling, there is hope for you. On Monday nights, we have Valiant Warriors, and I invite you to come and check this out. You will come to learn very quickly that you're not alone in your challenge, that there's no judgment nor condemnation. A group of men who are willing to say, I need help. If you live in Whatcom County, come and check us out on Monday nights, every Monday night at 6 p.m. You will not regret it, because there is hope and you can break free. For more information, go to bandofbrothersforchrist.org and click on Valiant Warriors.
Don't have time or energy to keep up with your yard work?
That's for sure. And that's why we choose Kane's Lawn and Garden, and we have for years. If you live in Whatcom County, Kane's Lawn and Garden can help you with the mowing, the edging, the shrub care and pruning, property weed control, general property cleanup, whatever you need. Give them a call to get a quote. 360-312-9524 or visit their website, caneslawnandgarden.com. caneslawnandgarden.com.
Consider making a tax-deductible donation to help us continue providing faithplace.org.
Band of Brothers Radio.
When I hear testimonies
of other men and how they've went through things, it blesses me and helps me in my walk.
The Debbie Chavez Show.
The shows I would listen to, there were so many times where they were just exactly what I needed to hear that day for my marriage or to get through the day as a mom.
The Carolyn Merriman Show.
It's really helped me to focus on meeting God every day and hearing what he has to say to me. And often that will happen when I'm listening to Carolyn's program.
Please make it possible for us to continue reaching out with the hope of Christ. Make a tax-deductible donation by clicking on the purple Donate button at faithplace.org.
There you go. Blue this boys? Is the new song for the guys who are married. I'll be whatever I need to be.
Is that the news voice?
If you're asking me?
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay.
We were doing all right there. I was doing a little dancing. I feel like a little workout was done there.
We got to get some cameras in here, man.
No, we don't.
Yes, we do. No, we need cameras.
Okay, here's another one. Here we go. Demonstrate through your words and behavior that you are striving to become a mighty man of God. And let me tell you why. Because believe it or not, to a Christian woman, this is sexy. They love to know that their man is actually seeking God and trying to do everything he can to follow what God has in store. You know why it's sexy? Because the guy is actually submitting himself and humbling himself to the Lord, but he's also looking to, when he's making decisions, she knows and can trust that he's actually seeking him.
I'm laughing because to a guy, that makes him sexy. Let me go buy a Bible.
Yeah. Praise God. But don't just read it. Apply it in your life.
Bring it home half open.
Apply it.
Hi, honey.
Yeah.
I've been reading my Bible all day.
Yeah. These guys already have the Bible there. They just need to open it up. They'll say, I'll open it up. And then every now and then they'll walk by it and slide
turn
the
page.
Pages.
Yeah, turn the page.
Make it look like that. Yeah. Then highlight something every now and then.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
oh, I'll highlight that. But seriously, this is something that I tell you what, my wife, she heads up a she shepherds a women's ministry called Squadron of Sisters. And I tell you what, some of the
now,
things
have they validated all this?
Absolutely,
okay.
Man. This is not. You think this is what I came up with?
I thought you know.
No
research.
Listen, hey, you want to know what a woman wants? You have to ask them.
That's true.
Okay,
that's true.
And when you have access to being able to. Find out from multiple women, hey, this is what's important, and this is what, you know, hey, I tell you what, it validates it, you know, says it, this is it, ding, ding, ding.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Strive to be a mighty man of God. Mm-hmm. That's going to do it. Read a Bible isn't just it, because it's about, they got to see it. Hey, we're judged by our, you know, the things that we do, right?
And they're watching us, our behavior?
Brother, come on. Call Nikki up again. Will you? Just make sure she's listening to this so we can make sure that. Anyway, so would you be in agreement, though, with that?
Absolutely. And, you know, and the whole thing, you know, a godly woman is going to be, you know, holding down the fort as long as she can.
Yeah.
But her hope, desire, and goal is for her husband to carry the weight.
Amen.
Of that in the family.
Amen.
And when he takes that burden off of her,
yep.
Talk about sexy.
Yeah.
She has so much more time to be who she is.
Yes.
And doesn't have to be who you're supposed to be.
Yeah.
So it's very valuable and very important. And
yep.
It's not only sexy, it just enriches her and her feelings towards you and her respect. And brothers,
and that's what we're looking for.
We want. We
that's,
want to be yep. respected.
Yep.
You know? And that's that gets to her respect.
Yep.
We try to get it in the wrong ways.
Yep. Yeah. I get it. I used to. All right, here's the next one. Plan something romantic from time to time. Maybe once a month. It could be as simple as a moonlit stroll at the waterfront or serving her breakfast in bed. But just something romantic, something that she would, you know, it doesn't have to be expensive.
Right.
I mean, that's where you put down even a walk in the evening sometime.
Yeah.
Maybe there's a, maybe you guys are, a date night is always a good thing to be able to do, man. Mm-hmm. If you can make a plan to do it on a weekly basis, pay for the babysitter or swap with other family, people that you know that have children, they watch their kids while you guys are on a date night, and then you take their kids while they're on a date night. That's the type of thing to do. You want to be able to spend time, just the two of you together, so that you can just get to be alone.
Alone.
I mean, to be able to be quiet, to be able to communicate together, to be able to just enjoy each other's company, and or in some cases, just to clear up things that sometimes the day or the week can get pretty filled up.
Yeah,
in this
it's
world.
A great time for communication.
Yep.
You know, and just communicating things that life is so hectic that, you know, you're not able to do at those different times you
right.
cross paths. This is a time you have a shared experience, shared time, and you can talk about things that will, and even plan things. Think about that. You can plan future things
yes.
together,
yeah.
which is important.
Well, you know, the key is that there's so much that sometimes needs to, this is where we really as men have to practice listening. You know, don't
what?
Go
what?
To a restaurant that has a TV screen behind her.
Don't take it to a sports bar.
Yeah.
You can't take
let's
it to a sports bar.
Let's go have some Buffalo Wings, you know, and all of a sudden, you know, yeah, whatever. Man, oh, man.
Take your wife to Hooters. That's,
oh,
isn't that stupid?
Yeah. Well, there's a few.
There's guys that do that. Yeah. Well, guy, that's stupid. If that's for you, guy, that's a stupid thought.
Yes. But anyway, the fact is that you want to spend this time with her. This is your helpmate. This
yeah.
is who God
yeah.
has given you. And this is yeah. the one that will help
yeah.
you, brother.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, God has a purpose for your life, a vision for you. And the only way you're going to accomplish that is with help.
That's right.
And that's going to come from her.
Yeah, that's God's idea, not
yeah.
ours. He
yeah.
said it's not good for us to be alone. God.
I got to tell you, there's a miracle that took place here, and I'm just going to take a moment here just to just say it. Just your daughters are out of the house, or the last one's soon to be out of the house.
Yep.
And you're going to be empty nesters.
Yep.
Okay? And you are a missionary pastor. You
mm-hmm.
you go to Africa. You go to different places.
Mm-hmm.
And your wife is going to go with you for the very first time this summer to
yeah,
Africa.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I got to tell you, I know a little bit about Nikki, but mm-hmm. that is not her idea of a place to go. But I believe God is he is in the works here. For her to even acknowledge that she's going to do something like that, because I remember there was a time you said, she won't ever go to Africa.
Right.
You'll never be able to get her.
Right.
You're right. You wouldn't be able to, but
no.
God will.
Amen.
And he has.
Amen.
And so there are things that God has in store that even when you think you're connected with him and you go, I don't know, this won't ever happen, guess
mm-hmm.
what? God has a different plan.
Nothing is impossible.
That's
with God.
Right.
Yeah. And if it's going to benefit your marriage, he's going to help make it happen.
That's
okay?
right.
Because he's not about destroying marriages. If he gave you that woman, guy, that he gave you a helpmate, and he's going to help you help her
yes.
to help you.
Amen.
Because that's
Amen.
What we need help.
Oh, gosh. And he knows it.
Yeah.
All right. Here, let's do one more here before we take another break here. This one you guys are going to think right off the bat. Don't go where your head goes when you hear these words. Touch her affectionately. Period. Okay?
On the arm.
Now listen. Put your arm around her shoulder at church. Give her a big warm hug in the morning, okay? Reach for her hand when walking through a parking lot. That's what we're talking about, okay? Most guys immediately go to sex, touch her affectionately. Oh, yeah.
Right.
And they start going wherever they go.
Yeah.
That, right? I'm just telling you, whoa.
Affection as she sees it, not like you see it.
That's right.
Oh, wow.
And you know what? There's nothing like if going to church with your wife, sitting next to her, and then putting your arm around her shoulder. I'm telling you, not just holding hands, but putting your arm around her. It's letting her know as she's looking at it, this is, he wants me. I am his. This is my husband. And he's saying, this is mine. Don't you guys be looking at my wife or, you know, whatever. This is mine. But it's actually letting her know that she is loved and cherished and honored by you in front of others. So important.
Mm.
Most guys will not do that. Just like guys have a hard time with lifting their hands and praising God sometimes,
mm-hmm.
you know. But the fact is, this is even as difficult, if not more difficult to do, right? Would you be in agreement or not? Okay, let's go on from there. But how about giving her a big hug in the morning?
Oh, absolutely. Now, I've just seen. Let me just. I have no problem with that.
With the hug?
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
It's just extreme public displays of affection in church kind of bother me because it's taking...
We're not talking about making out.
No. I mean, the rubbing. I mean, I've seen people, you know, he not only has his arm on around her shoulder, he's rubbing her back, hand almost up in the bra string. Yeah. You know, or she...
Your eyes aren't closed, worshiping God.
or she is rubbing his back, and it's just, you know, and it's just giving him a massage.
We're going to take a break right now before this gets X-rated. Then we're going to be right back.
You continue on with that same thought.
We're going to take a break. You're listening to Band of Brothers Radio.
Please help us in our effort to encourage and strengthen men across America and around the globe. Make a tax-deductible donation online at faithplace.org. Just click on the About Us page.
Summer is in full swing, and there's nothing that says summer like a great barbecue with friends. If you're having a barbecue, make sure you serve your guests top-quality meats from Hemplers. Hemplers offers hot dogs, bratwurst, and delicious bacon, the perfect addition to any hamburger. They offer a variety of meats that are nitrate-free and have no gluten. Improve your next barbecue by choosing Hemplers meats. For more information and where to purchase Hempler meats, go to Hemplers.com.
Do you own or manage your own business? Then we invite you to advertise your business on our talk shows here at faithplace.org. We can offer really affordable commercials with a highly engaged audience. When you advertise on our talk shows, you'll enjoy the added benefit of knowing that you're helping our talk show ministry to continue offering hope and godly counsel to listeners in your community and around the world. To get details on the advertising here at faithplace.org, send an email to info@faithplace.org. That's info@faithplace.org. We look forward to partnering with you.
Okay, we're gonna have to ease down now. Okay, woo! That was good.
That's good. What I call bumper music.
That is. Okay, we want to clarify a couple of things here. When we were talking about being affectionate with your wife, and I used the statement about putting your arm around her. And Felix is actually mentioning about how we're sometimes that could be in extremes because most. And let's just be right up front. A lot of times when we get into some churches, not everyone that comes to church is an actual believer. They're there to seek, and maybe the lower lights and the music, it kind of gets things going, and so a guy can actually end up touching his wife maybe a little more intimately than what would be expected in public,
thinking
that it's okay because
it's intimate.
Yeah. But what I'm talking about is just in church, about just putting your arm around your wife. You know, when you're sitting down, you listen to the Word of God, you got Bible in one hand, your other arm around your wife. It's just about letting her know and letting those around you know that you love your wife. Mm-hmm. You're saying we're together, we're one, okay?
Plus a connectedness.
Exactly. And here's a little tip. When you're walking with your wife on a sidewalk, okay, and you're maybe on a date night, or you're just on a walk somewhere, take the position of being on the side of the sidewalk that is closest to the road. It's more of a safety thing.
You know, we're not taught that anymore.
No,
Were you ever taught that?
Yes,
my father taught me that.
Yeah.
See, that's a thing of protection.
Yes.
You know, even if they splash water,
you're going to get it instead of her.
She didn't. But I don't hear that. I never hear that. That's chivalry.
Chivalry. We used to do that years ago with Band of Brothers. Mm-hmm. Blair used to come out. Every month. We might have to start that up again here,
sure,
I think. But anyway,
sure.
Probably wouldn't be a bad idea.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, the fact is that that's something that you want to be able to do and making sure and holding her hand when you're walking. That is so, so important. and just grabbing it. Don't just touch it a little bit. Just grab her hand and hold it and let her know that you're there.
Yeah.
Protect her and take care of her.
Yeah, amen.
Okay, so next one here. Take care of her financially so she feels secure. Now, some of you guys might sit there and go, what? Take care of her financially? But my wife, she's the one that actually makes more money than me and so on and so forth. What the key to this whole thing is that you just take responsibility for being responsible for the family.
The R word? Wow.
Yes. Yeah, the one that most guys sit there and the backside tightens up. Why did he say that? No, the simple fact is that, yes, your wife, in today's world, for the things that we desire for our family and everything, sometimes it requires more than one income, okay? More than one job. And it may be that your wife ends up working also. But the point is that you want to continue doing this. But, brother, here's the one thing that is for sure, is that you and I are called to be the spiritual heads of our home, okay? We're the ones to be able to lead first of all, in dying to self and seeking God and showing others that that's who we need to be following.
Mm-hmm.
And they see that and they sense that and they know that. So we're taking that responsibility. But when it comes to financial stuff, brother, that's between you and the Lord and your wife, okay? And it's okay. Your wife may make more money. She may be a physician, and you may not even have to work, in a sense. But you can do the stuff around the house that are necessary to be able to make it a warm home, in a sense, right?
Yeah, that's why that's a tough one to deal with, take care of her financially. You know, I personally believe and taught my daughters that they want to have a husband that is much more mature than them, meaning financially, spiritually, and et cetera, because he needs to lead them.
Yes.
But I know my youngest daughter has no problem with marrying a rich guy. She's looking, matter of fact, that's one of her criteria on the checkoff list. You know, will I be financially independent in this process if I marry him?
Yeah.
But the whole thing is that most women desire to have a man that's a leader.
Yes.
You know, they want, if they've got their head on their shoulders, right, they want him. And it's leading in financial areas too. And if he doesn't make the money, he should be helping as far as planning to use the money and being
stewarding
frugal.
Correctly.
Yeah, and stewarding the money. Because again, brother, I don't care who makes the most money. When God looks down at that household, he holds you accountable, not her.
There you go.
First, he came to Adam. He didn't come to Eve first. He came to Adam first because he left Adam in charge of the garden.
But what did Adam do? He said, this woman you gave me.
It didn't work for Adam, did it? No, and it's not going to work for you either.
Yeah, it doesn't work today.
You're responsible, dude.
Yes. All right. And here's the deal, man. If your wife is working, you don't stay home and playing video games and watching TV all day. Okay.
Or all night and sleep all day.
Yeah, whatever.
That's some guys do.
Yeah. But anyway, back to being sexy by going and being a mighty man of God by seeking him.
Mm-hmm.
All right, next one here. Find ways to share laughter and fun together at least once a week. Have a sense of humor, be playful, and flirt with her.
Why do you have to flirt with her?
What?
Why do you have to flirt with her? And that's like dating, or she's like your girlfriend.
Yes.
You mean she should always be my girlfriend?
Absolutely,
wow,
brother.
I never thought about
that. You want her to continually have fun with you.
Oh,
you want to have fun with her. Now, guys can say, hey, wait a minute. I've been married for 17 years.
And it ain't fun no more.
I don't see it. That's because there are things that need to be taken care of, brother.
Yeah.
You need to be able to look at where things are with you guys. You guys started spending time together. You're going to be able to talk about it. You pray first before you get together when you talk.
Yeah.
Ask the Holy Spirit to be with you
and
with her, and then pray together at that time and say, okay, let's talk. I'm telling you, you bring the Holy Spirit into the middle of any conversation, it changes it.
Sure.
It changes it.
And have a fun night every now and again with some friends
where
you can really...
Yeah, we did one last night, all right? We had a few people over, and all empty nesters, okay?
Oh,
and,
my gosh.
My goodness, we And it's amazing what can take place when there's no alcohol or
Who needs to join the Lord as a strength,
oh,
man?
Oh, my goodness. It was just hilarious in the games that ended up. So it's all good. So have a sense of humor. Yeah. Laugh together. Yeah. Smile together. And share that with each other. Don't just keep it to yourself. Share that.
And the key there is share, because, you know, guys, you go with your guy friends and have laughter. Women will go with their women friends that have laughter, but you want to have laughter in your household with your wife.
Yes.
You know, because that's the most meaningful and most important laughter.
You know, it's the easiest way to be able to come up with something to laugh about together, about something that you do, brother. Something that you've done.
Sure.
Because we do a lot of stupid things.
Oh, yeah.
And it's funny. We laugh at it ourselves, but if we tell our wife, if we submit ourselves and be transparent, say, you know what I just did?
Wives know. Believe me. Matter of fact, let your wife tell you some of the stupid stuff you did.
All right, let's take another break, then we'll come back and finish up with a few more. You're listening to Band of Brothers Radio.
No sugarcoating here. It's real talk about real issues for real men. Band of Brothers Radio, streaming and podcasting daily at faithplace.org.
There are a lot of frustrations in any given day, and you can't do much about most of them. But one frustration you can eliminate is unreliable or sluggish internet service. StarTouch Broadband Services is Washington State's largest microwave internet service provider. They would love to help you gain reliable, super quick internet service for your home or business. Get a free estimate from StarTouch and learn more about their services at startouch.com. Welcome back to Band of Brothers Radio. Felix and Raul in the house, and we're talking about the top things that we find that women want, what they desire, being romanticized in a sense. And we've gone over about eight of them. We've got a few more here I just want to go over. Here's the next one. After God, but before all others, show that she truly is your top priority and that you would choose her above everything else. Now, you got to remember, after God, it's always got to be Him first. He says, love me first above all things. Okay? That's the command. And love Him with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. That He's first. Second is your helpmate. Period. Nothing else. Anything else gets in between after God, between you and your your relationship with your wife and God, anything else gets in between there, you're in trouble, brother. So that needs to change. I don't care whether it's work, children, ministry, whatever it is, church does not get between. Now, that God thing is not church. It's not ministry. God is that relationship with Him. Okay? That's what we're talking about. Then it's your wife. Okay? So you need to let her see that. Okay? Let her know that. When she ends up sensing that, you make decisions based on that, guess what? She's going to truly understand and just feel so much better about the two of you.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. Because remember, one of the primal things for women is security, and we're supposed to provide that for them. And we're not qualified to do it, so our connection with God allows her to feel more secure because, that, you know, God doesn't change, and He will take care of you and her.
Yes.
And so, and after she knows that she's valued right after God,
yep.
That's the great place to be. So,
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
More than your car in the garage, dude. More than your truck. More than your truck, dude. More than hanging out with the guys. More than hunting.
More than your golf clubs, your boat, all of those things.
And that's tough, guys. Yes. You got to have your priorities right.
That's it.
And you say, well, she doesn't give me the same satisfaction that my hunting does. You know why? Because your priorities are in the wrong place.
That's right.
You're trying to satisfy you. See, things can never replace human relationship. That God has given us human relationship, and that up close and personal. That's why He gave us a wife. You know, the relationship with the animals or with animals and plants and all that, that's cool, but it's not the same thing.
Amen. All right, next one. Be a dad who is loving, kind, and involved with your children. This is very sexy, again, to a Christian woman. Seriously, man, you want to win her out? Love your children. Show, have fun with them. Make them a priority also. Let them know they're important. Let her see you get dirty with them, play with them, you know, enjoy life together with them. That is something that a mother, and believe me, it's not from my experience of knowing that being a mother. This is from women who are mothers. Say, hey, man, that they love to see when dad actually is in, looking at the kids and spending time with the kids and making it a priority, actually being intentional on that sort of thing. Those are important.
It's doubly true if you're in a blended family.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Because that woman wants to know that you love those children that are not yours biologically and that you care for them and treat them like your own. So, guys, that really turns a woman on to know that she can trust you with her children and that you will love them like she would.
Amen. Now I got one more. This is the bonus one. Those were 10.
Bonus.
This is the bonus one.
Oh, because we did so good?
Yes, and here's the name of that this bonus one. It's called Demystifying a Woman. Okay, you know how they're so mysterious.
You got a magic wand?
Oh, no, but here it is. Here it is. If you notice that there's something wrong with your wife, we've all done it, right?
Yeah.
You walk in, she doesn't say anything. It's just different. You notice something's wrong.
And she says nothing when you ask her.
She doesn't say anything. Or you, and you ask her, you say, everything okay?
Yeah.
She goes,
yeah,
it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Or it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's no big deal.
Mm-hmm.
I'm okay. Here's the deal.
What do you do?
When she says that, what's really wrong?
You go out in the garage.
Is that, no, she is not fine.
Yeah.
She has something she needs to talk about. There's something that has gone on, and she wants you to keep asking her until, so that she really believes.
Yeah, I got to wear her down.
That's right. You got to wear her down. So you keep going until she pulls out the gun or the bat to hit you.
Wow.
So that's demystifying.
And then she's ready to
talk.
And she's ready to let you know what
keep
the problem is.
Keep needling her. What's up, sweetheart? What can I do? What is it? What is it? What can I?
No, it's very true. It's very true. It goes from the days where the guy had to win the woman. You know, the knight had to win the woman. He had to fight the dragons to get the princess in the castle. No, it's serious. My daughter taught me that. My older daughter. She'd go and close the door in her room, and I'd say, well, hey, she doesn't want to be bothered. You know, she came later. She said, Daddy, I wanted you to come knock on the door and come find out what I need. And this was a child. This was a teenager. So, guys, they're wired different than us. But God will help you understand your wife, and he'll help you be that man of God that you're supposed to be. I bless you, and I thank you for listening to this, because this is going to change your life, your marriage, and your future. Hold fast to the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.